It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert. It's Travel Tuesdays with your host, Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was nice. I went to my, my old stomping ground, should I say, New York.
Okay.
And I, because I'm born and raised from New York. And the weather cooperated.
Oh, nice.
It was amazing. I mean, it was the first day was a little windy and cool. And then after that, we walked around everywhere. And it's changed. You know, it's changed quite a lot. But we did a traditional family Thanksgiving. People haven't seen each other for over 10 years. So
oh, my goodness. A lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, especially when you have, when they were teenagers before and now they're in their 20s and early 30s.
And maybe
some
have
children.
Oh,
yes, yes. We had a blast. We told old stories about things that our parents never knew that we did. And then how we never got caught. And then, you know, you get to go past, I grew up near a park in New York called Alley Palm Park. And we stopped by with my son and my his uncle and his aunt, and I knew exactly where I was going. I grew up riding my bicycle in that park. I knew where Suicide Hill was, where the stairs were, where we used to go sledding. It was a blast.
Oh, so, that's neat.
And the best part was people were civilized at the airport. It amazed me. There was no outburst.
Oh, that's good.
People just have understood that the TSA is there for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be patient and just get there a little earlier, breathe, you know, talk to the person next to you, you know. It's just, it was actually non-unconfrontational. So,
oh, wow. That's great.
You know, so, but, you know, people are bringing bigger suitcases on board
sure.
the plane. It's like, you've got to be kidding, you know. But for the most part, it was good. It was fine. We still have the screaming baby routine on the planes. But, you know, it's the way it happens. You can't help it.
No, you can't. You just have to sort of deal with that. What about traveling around in New York when you were there? What kind of transportation did you use?
Well, I finally did Uber.
Oh, really? How'd that go?
I learned, I wasn't very good at it in the beginning. I booked a pool, which I never knew was. It's like a carpool. And
okay.
So you stop at different places.
Oh, interesting.
And then couldn't find one of the drivers. But now I got the hang of it. But, you know, New York had some issues. First of all, you know, Trump Tower has guards around it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a terrorist threat, of course, you know, that, you know, something's going to happen during the parade. So there's just a lot more police presence, and I think that's awesome. But otherwise, getting around New York was great. Went to museums, Natural History Museum. The Met is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even there, it wasn't overly pushy or crowded, although
right.
it drives me crazy how people get off the escalator and stand there and talk. So please, remember, when you take the escalator and you want to talk to someone, move to the side. It's like, you know, we're going to push you, and then, you know.
Those are the same people in high school who stood right in the middle of the hallway when you were trying to get by.
And there's still those, too. You're walking in the museum trying to go around, and there's a whole group of people. There's talking in the middle. It's like, I even said to them, excuse me, can you take it to the side politely? And they were, you know, gave me a little attitude, but, you know, what can I say?
So how often do you get to go to New York?
Not very often. Unfortunately, prior it's been due to funerals, unfortunately, and I decided this year that we're going to go to visit family for good occasions.
Right.
I'm tired of going back for the bad. So it's been close to 10 years.
Wow.
And, you know, things have changed. Neighborhoods look a little different. There's a lot more building going on and all the, you know, the areas that you were like, didn't want to go through because the neighborhood was so bad have been cleaned up. So pleasantly surprised, except Times Square makes Las Vegas look calm. I mean, it's
something to avoid,
Well, people like it. There's these billboards with flashing, like, big video screens, and it's bright 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's how someone describe it, Las Vegas on steroids. So, you know, but it New York does have a lot of great things. There's a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tourist this time. I mean, I didn't have enough time to go to the Statue of Liberty, to Ellis Island, to the Whitney Museum. I didn't have time to do a lot of it because, you know, getting around in New York, even east to west, is quite a chore.
Okay.
It's not quick. And of course, there's a million taxi cabs.
Right.
And they're, you know, strap on your seatbelt and just, it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or
right,
something.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes that look sedate. So.
Fun.
Yeah.
Do you often book trips for people to go explore cities like New Orleans or like New York or some of those towns that people just really, they're on their list. They want to go and visit.
Absolutely. Even Las Vegas. You mm-hmm. know, I book people because, you know, it's easy to get to. The flying time isn't, well, to New York, it's, you know, 5 hours mm-hmm. or so. And on the way back, it's a little longer because you're hitting headwinds. But for the most part, yes. Because especially since I've been to a lot of the places, I know where you shouldn't go, mm-hmm. where you should go. We went out to see music, you know.
Mm,
it's
nice.
You know, we do that as well, and you can go as upscale as you want, or you can go more budgeted, but
uh-huh.
you got to be careful going budget. And also, you know, people I know are fans of Airbnb. I would be very cautious.
Okay.
I mean, it's just I'm just waiting. I feel like it's the calm before the storm for some reason.
Yeah.
It's just an instinct. Let's hope my instinct is wrong.
Right. But you know a lot of the places because these are places that you visit, or in the case of New York, where you grew up.
Right.
So there are places that you know, and you really can give people a specialized itinerary of things that they could really go and see and explore.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have traveled through the U.S. One of the best things I did when I graduated high school is I went cross country several times. You know, it used to be something where you have a certain amount of days to get this car across the country. And it was like $200 for like a week. So you get four friends and you get in the car with your stuff and you go across country and you stop. But yeah, you know, the U.S. is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing, people travel elsewhere and I sell travel everywhere and I'm anxious to be traveling
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. But the U.S. is really has some beautiful places.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's nice to be able to tell someone, hey, check out this restaurant. And if you make a left instead of a right, you'll find this really cool little store. I mean, it's just when you've lived somewhere and you know it. I mean, I feel like I know New York better than the Bay Area, which is weird. So.
I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And if you have any questions for her during our half-hour program, please feel free to call in. The number is 707-636-1350. That's 636-1350. If you have some questions about planning travel for the next year, if you've got some last-minute questions about travel for this year, we're winding up the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, feel free to give a call to Elise. She knows the biz. So how do you really help people plan trips? And how was the cost factored into that?
Well, a lot of people will spend hours on looking at hotels on the internet. And
mm-hmm.
it's nice to do the research.
Sure.
But we all, you know, by traveling, when we go on travel agent trips, we look at the hotels. We meet the local reps. We don't charge more. So why wouldn't you have someone who's got experience and knows the area, knows
right.
the hotels? Why wouldn't you have them work with you instead of doing it yourself? It amazes me. Oh, we just booked this package and, yeah, did you get an upgrade? Upgrade? Did you get breakfast? Breakfast, you know. Did you get, you know, some free cocktails by the general manager? Cocktails, you know. It's like we know what we're doing. We do this as a career. This is not a fly-by-night, you know, I'll spend an hour booking travel for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for over 25 years. Some people more. A lot of us are so well-traveled, it's just unbelievable, and we have the connections.
Right.
It does not cost more. And I'll repeat that. It does not cost more. So if you think about this, why would you pull your own tooth if you could go to a dentist that would cost the same amount of money?
Right.
Why would you do that? because you think you can do it? Or why would you repair your own car if with the parts and the labor if the auto mechanic is the same price? Right. And he knows what he's doing. It'll take you 8 hours. It'll take him an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Isn't your time special?
Right.
I mean, don't you value your free time, that if you didn't spend 3 hours booking travel, you could have actually gone to that concert or that movie that you wanted or the gym, or you could have seen your old friend who you've been trying to get together with? We save you time. We save money. We get compensated by the tour companies, cruise lines, hotels. They pay the travel agents, so there's no extra fees.
Oh, okay, I see.
So whether you book it, whether we book it, it's the same price. Usually we get better value. We can usually get better. But even if all things equal, you know, why?
Right, that experience is so
important.
Oh,
we know that you shouldn't be staying at that hotel because we just heard it's being renovated. Or
right.
There's a new hotel being built. You know, I did that. I was just in Hawaii. And
I know. Those pictures are crazy.
Wonderful. Oh, my God. It was just, these people must have booked it themselves. And outside there's a bulldozer, and they're digging up holes, and here these people are in their room. Yeah, they have ocean view, all right, if you can look over the tractor.
Right.
You know, it's like, hello?
I'm talking with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only Virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, and that Virtuoso part is important because that gives, not only do you have this experience, you've worked in the travel industry for years, but being a Virtuoso travel agent means you get all those extra perks and you get the insider kind of line.
And we have clout.
Nice.
You know, if there's a time when a hotel is really booked up and they don't ever walk our people.
If
they do have to upgrade, we're going to be the ones who get the presidential suite instead of some stranger who booked themselves.
That's good. All right. We do actually have a call on the line. Let's see. I'm trying to get information here. Sorry. Amy. All right. So we've got Amy from Napa on the line. Hi, Amy. You had a question. How can we help you?
Well, yeah. Hi. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and we, for a variety of reasons, has a 3-week break, winter break this year because of her school, and that's going to get real slow. So I was wanting to know, what would you recommend for a trip at Christmas and New Year's, that week?
Well, Christmas, New Year's is one of the times when the prices are going to be inflated. It's supply and demand for the most part. So what you would pay in, let's say, March, let's say you pay $1,000 for something in March, you'll pay $3,000 between Christmas and New Year's. So one of the things that, you know, I could say that might still be reasonable is something local, like possibly going to, you could do Las Vegas. You might even do Arizona. I mean, Arizona, even though the weather won't be hot and sunny, I mean, there's more questions to ask, like, do you want a beach? What, do you want museums? What kind of interest?
I was thinking, well, okay, so the one thing I did do was, and you're right about this, I called Tahoe to ski. They're all booked. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the, we could probably find something. But, and she's, you know, I what would be in Las Vegas or Arizona? What
that a 14-year-old would be interested in. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff, like there's the foodie tours, there's roller coasters, there's lots of shows, you know, that you could do. And it could be fun, and, you know, there's lots of people watching alone. There's pools. Some of them have indoor pools. So I know once you put, you know, a teenager or a child to water, they never want to leave. So that's an option for you as well, you know, for last minute. But realize you're going to pay more than you normally have to pay because of that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There were some specials to, like, Club Med at the time. Originally, they were on our show, and they were talking about some specials. So that's an all-inclusive, but that it also depends on your budget. And that's the hardest thing. I think the flights are going to be your biggest obstacle right now.
Right.
Another place is Palm Springs.
Oh,
that's what somebody brought that up, you know, and because of the weather, it'll be nice. And there's,
yeah, you can do that. Even go down to Southern California and the beaches. Walk the beaches. There's tons to do down there. You know, of course, we have weather that, you know, we could get rain, but, you know, it's a new place. You're exploring new territory. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I've actually seen dolphins during this time of year on the beaches in Southern Cal, so that's kind of fun to be able to see them there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome, Amy.
All right, thanks, all right. Amy. Have a happy holiday.
Same to you.
All right. So if you have questions, you can always give Elise a call at her travel agency. The number there is 707-935-9493. That's 707-935-9493. Or an email also works really well. Elise is always running around checking her emails. So you can reach her that way. And that email is ksro@travelwise.net. That's wise with the Z. ksro@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.
The Kim Komando Show, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Thursday, December 1st, join all of Sonoma County and dine out for a good cause. It's the 15th annual Dining Out for Life fundraiser for Food for Thought.
Choose from 90 of Sonoma County's restaurants and cafes that will be donating 25 or 50% of the day's sales to Food for Thought. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner while supporting Food for Thought.
Go to fftfoodbank.org for a list of the restaurants.
Food for Thought has been providing nutritional services to those with AIDS, HIV, and other serious illnesses in Sonoma County since 1988, and currently provide life-giving nutritional services and classes to over 800 men, women, and children.
You can help raise funds so they can continue to provide 16,000 weekly grocery orders and 330,000 meals each year.
So grab breakfast for the office, go to lunch with the gang, and have a wonderful dinner with the family on December 1st during the 15th annual Dining Out for Life fundraiser. More info at fftfoodbank.org.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis, and your host is Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And we got New Year's creeping up here as well. Not just the Christmas and the Hanukkah holidays, but we've also got New Year's Eve. And people like to celebrate, do something fun. This year, if you haven't already booked something, you know, like Amy has, our caller in the last segment has realized, it's kind of tough to book things now. But next year, Elise, you've got something amazing going on.
Yes, I am fortunate enough to be escorting a cruise round trip Barbados on a very high-end luxury line. It's from December 27th to January 6th. It's going, and I'm well traveled in the Caribbean, and this is going to some of the smaller ports. It's a smaller ship, so you get into the smaller ports, and we're going to have a shore excursion that's going to be escorted by me, a cocktail party, and I'm sure we're going to do a lot more special things. So if you don't want to miss, here's the pun, miss the boat for next year, call me. And if you really like, you believe you should be treated well and you like all the luxury items, like I said, it doesn't cost more, but we are going to be throwing in so many extra added values to this trip that you're just going to be talking about it forever. And it's one of those that is everything you can drink, high end, you know, everything is a suite. Mm-hmm. There's no inside in the corner or anything like that. And it's fine dining. So if you're really a foodie, you like your wine, you like your cocktails, you like good whiskeys, you like good vodkas, good tequilas. And if you like good tequilas, talk to me too. but if you really want the experience of a lifetime and you like that kind of travel and you're used to it, you need to get in contact with me because it's going to be over the top. December 27th to January 6th
of next year,
2017 into 18.
Got it. Okay.
And if you call me or email me, I'll let you know what cruise line it is.
Oh, exciting. So the email is ksro@travelwise.net. That's wise with a Z. Or you can give a call, 707-935-9493. 707-935-9493. And I have my anniversary over New Year's. I got engaged on New Year's Eve, and we actually got married on New Year's Eve a couple years later. So that's a fun date. And a lot of people choose that date as a wedding. And
everybody's celebrating your magical day.
Exactly. It's like a built-in party. It's fun. But it is really cool, especially on those milestone anniversaries, to do something special. This would be fantastic.
Oh,
a cruise to Barbados with your sweetie.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm excited about it now, and it's a year away. I'm just, you know, I just think everybody wants to get away. And, you know, to be treated it like you deserve in luxury, you know, you have to do it. I mean, we only go around once in this lifetime that we know about. No one's come back from the other places and said, save your money and spend it here. Does anyone? And if anybody ever talked to someone who said, save your money and spend it there, please let me know. But for the most part, we live once, and we never know when we're going to get a curveball hit us and we're unable to travel. So, you know, going forward to the new year, my best, you know, wishes looking forward is just to have healthy and don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because you don't know what's in the cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, money's paper. It comes and it goes. So, you know, use it while you can and enjoy it, because those memories will last you forever.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Some of my favorite memories are like the trip to Hawaii that we all took as a family. It was so much fun, and snorkeling, and my sister got to go on a fishing trip while she was there, and it was just great, and time around the pool, and, you know, playing on the beach, and oh my goodness, it was so great.
Yeah, you remember when you think back of when you were a kid, you think back of those things.
Right.
You didn't think of how much did this cost? How much was this? You think of the memories. And, you know, it's a great way, even over Thanksgiving, has some great deals for next year. Instead of cooking, instead of fighting and having to go to Aunt Mary's house again and having her stick the finger in the turkey and saying, oh, it's not done, put it back in, or something like, you know, all these wonderful experiences that we've all had. Have it on a cruise ship.
Nice.
Let them do the cooking. Let them do the cleaning. You guys go to the show. You go to the gym. You do, you know, do something that is more quality of life than being squished in this little place or having these memories. Oh no, it's Thanksgiving again. We have to go to Aunt Sadie. Oh. You know.
Now we've got the Outdoor Expo that is coming up, and definitely want to make sure that people know that TravelWise is going to be there. But you're not only going to be at the Outdoor Expo, which is coming up at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds at the end of March, beginning of April, but you are going to have some of your travel partners there, and people will be able to book while they're there?
Yes. What we're having is a lot of our travel partners are going to be present. So, for example, I know Fiji Airways is going to be there.
Nice.
And so if you really want to talk to them and find out a little bit, you know, what are the planes like? What is this like? You can talk to them. And then the best part is we're going to have TravelWise booths set up. So you can go from there to one of our booths. One is going to be luxury cruise travel. One will be river cruises. We haven't decided exact names, but we're going to have a few booths. And we can go ahead and book that for you and put a hold. And we're going to be offering so many specials that you're just going to be excited beyond belief for these.
Ooh, So put this on your calendar for the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. It is going to feature TravelWise there with lots of great opportunities for amazing trips, amazing memories, as Elise says. And that will be March 31st and April 1st and 2nd at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
And the good part about that is our you know, travel partners, they're going to be talking about their products. So you'll be able to, like, if you've gone to the home shows where they say, hey, have cooking demonstration from 1 to 1:30, it's going to be Fiji Airlines will talk to you about their service and show a little bit of a video. So, and we're trying to have some dancing, and just it's going to be the travel event of the North Bay.
Nice.
Because there never really is one.
Yeah.
And we need to get everybody excited about travel. And it is okay to travel. Everyone, you know, don't be worried about traveling. Look, things happen all over the place.
Right.
So, you know, enrich your mind.
Right.
You know?
Now, you mentioned when we were off the air that one of the cruise lines that you know about canceled trips to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the news right now, of course, with the death of Fidel Castro. How are things happening, and how is this affecting?
Well, it was part of, I guess, the Carnival Group, but not Carnival Cruise Lines.
Okay.
It was an offshoot called Fathom. and Fathom has ceasing operations. But I think, personally, what I think their downfall was that they were on the ship quite a bit, and when you went to visit, you were only seeing certain areas, and you had to do their tours.
Oh, okay.
And
so it wasn't that flexibility that people want, right?
No, it didn't even entice me at the time, unfortunately. There are cruises that will do Cuba. There are land tours that will do Cuba. There are other companies. Okay. So just beware. That's why you don't book online, because we know, and that's why you don't take the tour operator's travel insurance, because you have no recourse now.
Right, right, right. So if you are interested in Cuba, which a lot of people are, reach out to Elise. She knows which ones are the ones that you need to try, especially sort of, you know, if you are a foodie or if you like adventure travel or, you know, whatever.
Or you're a jazz aficionado or a car collector.
Exactly. You know? What is your interest? And then Elise can match you with just the right tour. Well, this has been so much fun, and we'll be back again next week for Travel Tuesdays. Thanks, Elise.
Thank you.
This is KSRO.